Smare Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Nityananda Krishna Om Vishnu Pada Ramananda Mari Vajikacharya Astutara Sri Smare Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Pankaj Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hari Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinatha Sham Kundra Radha Kundi Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Nuraman Riti Dham Ki All glories to Sambhavokis, glory to Sambhavokis, all glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, first canon, chapter 16, verse 23. Yad Vambate Bhuri Bhalavataro. Kvetavatarasya Hari Dharitri. Antahitasya Smarati Vashishta. Karmani Nirvana Vilambitani. Yad Vambate Bhuri Bhartavataro. Kritavatarasya Hari Dharitri. Antahitasya Smarati Vashishta. Brahmani Nirvana Vilambitani. Yad Bambate Bhuri Bharavatara. Kritavatarasya Hari Dharitri. Antahitasya Smarati Vashishta. Karmani Nirvana Vilambitani. Yad Bamba, Yad Ba, that may be, Amba, O Mother, Te, your, Mhori, heavy, heavy, Bara, load, Avatara, decreasing the load, Kutta, done. Avatarasya, one who incarnated, Hare, of Lord Sri Krishna, Daritri, O earth, Antarhitasya, of him who is now out of sight, Smarati, while thinking of Vishishta, all that were performed. Karmani. Activities. Nirvana. Salvation. Yilambitani. That which entails. O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, incarnated himself as Lord Sri Krishna just to unload your heavy burden. All his activities here are transcendental and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of his presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry in their absence. Purport. The activities of the Lord include liberation, but they are more relishable than the pleasure derived from nirvana or liberation. According to Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the word used here is nirvana vilambitani, which means that which minimizes the value of liberation. To attain nirvana, liberation, one has to undergo a severe type of tapasya, austerity, but the Lord is so merciful, he incarnates to diminish the burden of the earth. Simply by remembering such activities, one can defy the pleasure derived from nirvana and reach the transcendental abode of the Lord to associate with him, eternally engaged in his blissful loving service. Hey Krishna Kuna Sindhu, you know, Bando Jagatate Gopesha Gopa, Pancha Gopa Dhru Vrishta Kipa Sindhu Beba Chapti Kham Bhagani Vaishta Deva Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yad bambate buri baravatara kritavatarasya lidaratri antartasya smarati vashishto karmani nirvana vilambitani. O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari incarnated himself as Lord Sri Krishna just to unload your heavy burden. All his activities here are transcendental and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of his presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry in their absence. Oh, this is the Dharma personification of religion, bull speaking with the earth and the sometimes have to remind ourselves how Srimad Bhagavatam is the Paramahansa Samhita, Tata Paramahansana. Kunti Devi is speaking about the Paramahansas, and she's also speaking Bharavatara Nanye. She's here. We have some kind of a transcendental speculation. Perhaps you are thinking this, and probably you are probably thinking this. So Kunti Devi is also saying that. Some people are saying that you have appeared to relieve the earth's burden. Bharavatara, like that. Those similar words are used. Avatar, Bharavatara. To relieve this bottom, big birth, big burden of the earth. Similar words are used about Six Goswami, Bharavatara, that they have come to relieve. What is that whole line, you remember? The Six Goswamis, Bharavahantara Ko, Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Paro, like that. By their, the Sankirtan of the Goswamis, just by that, Govinda Ganamritai. Govinda Ganamritai, they have relieved also the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. Just by their chanting, by their, just imagine a cup, like six Babaji's sitting in Vrindavan 500 years ago. And they're hardly going out of Vrindavan ever. And Vande Rupa Sanatana, Raghu Yago, Shri Jiva Gopalako. But by composing transcendental literature, Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana, Patojani Brajita, Sadbhaktavali Hamsa. So these six Goswamis, they're relieving Govinda Ganamritai simply by pouring on the living end these songs of Govinda. Govinda Ganamrito, Papotapa Nikrintano Tanubrita. One of many things mentioned in the eight prayers. So Jivarta Doyomuda, they're giving the goal of life and extracting the living energies, not only from Papotapa, just imagine. They're sitting and or dancing and singing. Papotapa Nikrintano Tanubrita. Nikrintano refers to the liberation, the Maiva, impersonal, it's ready to devour this nirvana. So therefore, Prabhupada immediately is quoting Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti. Kritajano Yena Vimoksha. In that verse in the Majjalila, in the 24th chapter, and Krishna's Kaviraj is quoting one verse from the Haribhakti Sudodaya, as esoteric literature that we're not reading every day, but we at least have the quotes. We have the quotes of the from our acharyas like this, Krishna's Kaviraj. So there it says, satsangama keni sukavahena. He's agreeing, he's quoting one verse that agrees with the Srimad Bhagavatam that says, okay, no noise here, thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam verse was quoted there that Kaladosha Nidheda Janasti Ekamhat, we're talking about this Kaladosha. Practically throughout this whole chapter, throughout much of the Bhagavatam, especially in some places like here. Kaladosha Nidheda Ajan Astekam Hangunam. So Rajan refers to the king, Prikit Maharaj, that he's hearing from Shukadev Goswami, that there is an ocean of faults in the Kali Yuga, what being described also here by Dharma. And by the cow, here she's known, she has different names, but here Daritri, or the earth. And we don't imagine that cows are speaking, but sometimes, obviously, they can speak. Or you can take it symbolically also, it's okay. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the Prabhupada says the symbolic earth, and Dharma is the symbol of the religion. Sadharma samstapako. And six Goswamis are also establishing Dharma. Dharma, stapanahetu, sadhur vyabahar. By the activities of the sadhus, whether it's six Goswamis, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, they establish Dharma. And so six Goswamis, they establish. Sadharma samstapako. They establish. Yuga Dharma palo. The Gornitai, they are protecting the Dharma, and six Goswamis are expanding the Dharma. And so the bull, just like on the farm, we have our few bulls or other places. Some devotees are keeping some bulls and cows. They're very peaceful. But like across the road from my house, I can hear cows crying, and there may be some bulls there. It's difficult to stop and examine, you know, they have a label on the ear, some green, something else, some branding, because they belong to some demon, Asura. He doesn't think himself a demon, of course, but this is a Kali Yuga, they'll go slaughter house mentality. Some time ago, one devotee was keeping land, and he had some cows. They belonged to some slaughterhouse. Not a slaughterhouse, but say the guy was going to sell to the slaughterhouse. So other devotees, they found fault. They said, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting money by keeping those cows. And so there was some question whether
the cows. You're making money off cows that will be slaughtered. So devotees are thinking, most people are not thinking, you know, like that. So is it fault finding? Or so there was some discussion. The point is, those cows are crying. Whether who's keeping them on whatever land, we hear them crying. Sometimes the cows are crying for they're taking away the calf immediately. Then some discussion was online that the Dalai Lama is eating baby cows, and he is the acharya, unquote, for Buddhist religion. Not all Buddhists accept him, obviously, but so outside people are thinking, Nindasi Yagyavidhirha Shruti Jatam. Jayadeva Goswami, he's telling us that Buddha appeared to decry this slaughterhouse, this killing of animals. That's one thing that he mentioned. Nindasi, he decried the whole Vedas because people were taking Vedas. So this Dalai Lama, I mean, some people are quoting him online. I don't know why, but he's actually a rascal. He's claiming that doctor told him for health he has to eat meat. So he has to eat baby cows. He doesn't care, you know. He says anything, you know. What does he care? He doesn't care. Ahimsa. So anyway, ahimsa, that is Buddha. Indasi yagyavidya hashuti jatam. What is it? Sadaya hridaya pashu gatam. That Buddha, his heart was breaking to see that cows are being killed, cows are being slaughtered, buffaloes, goats, whatever they do, but especially the cows, bulls. And Buddha avatara, he's also one of the 10 avatars, and that's his main mission as avatar. And this guy claims to be his follower, and he's eating them. So just see the absolute insanity. The word used here, nirvana vilambitani, that which minimized the value. So we were talking about the shloka. So age of Kali means ocean of faults. Kali dosha nidhe is an ocean. Kali dosha, faults. Unlimited, everything is a fault. If the cows are being killed and crying everywhere you go, that must be really bad. And just see, this was, when this was spoken, the Kali Yuga was just beginning. And that widespread slaughter was not there. There was only one guy, personified Kali, and he was beating one bull. And so now it is probably just, Prabhupada expresses it better than, of course, anyone else, but he's always amazed how horrible it is. Slaughterhouse education also, that we're going to slaughterhouse. Everyone is being led to slaughter. Hani, hani, bhutani. They're all being led to slaughter, but they're thinking, oh, everything is very nice. We're enjoying here. Bara, baham, tarako. So Krishna's Kaviraj is speaking this second verse, and there he's saying that although the age of Kali is so bad, but there's one good thing. Satsangam akena sukavahena pekena batyesha guna. He says there's one good quality. Of course, we know also in Bhagavatam says, yatra sankirtane naiva savasvato vilabhyate. Kalin Sabantiyanti. What is it? That verse there comes after that. In the age of Kali, Guna Gyas Sarabhagina. Those who are Sarabhagina, Paramahamsas, who take the essence, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is the main essence, or at least it's the Saram Saram, Sarvedanta Sarami, the cream of all Vedic literature. Of course, that which is not Veda, a Veda, is just simply ignorance anyway. Prabhupada said Veda means knowledge, whether it's in East, West, any knowledge you have. You cannot say where Veda starts or begins, because Prabhupada gave the example that a child's crying as soon as he's born. He said, so does that happen only in India? Does that happen, or does it happen anywhere else? No. So you can't trace out what is knowledge. Veda pranahito dharma. The whole reason of Veda is to give dharma. Anyway, according to sixth canto, is that Yamaraj speaking? Yeah. And he's Dharmaraj, he's Yamaraj, he knows. Vedas panihito dharma. Hiya dharmas tad viparya. Anything opposite that is a dharma. Dharmastana dakshinato. Dharma comes from the front of Krishna, and a dharma prasthito from behind Krishna, a dharma. So the more there's dharma, and what is dharma now? Dharma means sankirtana is the dharma. Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma. And therefore, actual acharyas, sadhus, neophytes, anybody, they propagate this paro dharma. Tannama grahanadibi. Also, that's in the sixth canto, a conversation with that Ajamya. Beginning, bhakti yoga bhagavati tad dharma, tad nama grahanadibi. Beginning with this Harinam. Dharma de sarva shestra. Navavida bhakti. There's nine types of bhakti, but among them, Tarmaje, this Sankirtan is the topmost. So, and by studying Bhagavatam, chanting, we're watering, we're reading about that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this whole section, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. It means watering these, this bhakti. And the bhakti is nine types, and amongst all of them, this Harinam Sankirtan is the topmost. Krishna-shana-vidya-tan-nama-sankirtanam-eva-mukhyam. Amongst all types of glorification, it is said that chanting the holy name is the best. Varam, the best. So, and this automatically, without any extra effort, what to speak of giving books, the Brihad Madanga. What is in those books? The Dharma is in the books. And people don't know any dharma, what is what. But every day you see devotees giving out books, you see people taking stacks of books. It's kind of enlivening on Facebook. One could get depressed and think about cows being slaughtered. I mean, if you ever see the videos, or we don't like to see, but sometimes. The Prabhupada said that our BTG is not to advertise such thing, like these horrible slaughterhouse. Somebody asked Prabhupada, should we put picture like that to show how horrible the world, how, you know, slaughterhouse. I said, no, we don't, we're not doing like that. There's one painting my good friend did of the cow, and he, the man face and the cow, the man has the face of the cow, one is slaughtering the other, and there might be a borderline. It was done after Prabhupada's time, I'm not sure he would appreciate, but you know, people, it's a preaching picture, so we have things like that. But as far as possible, we should protect the cows, protect the bulls that are being mentioned here. As little as we can do, you imagine that every day, millions and millions of cows are sent to the slaughterhouse. So again, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, there's one thing, satsangam akene sukavahena, which gives real happiness. Satsangam. Satsanga charikana wasate velaste karanilagi karma bandhapa. So without that satsangam, we can fall back into what to speak of karma. Nunam pramato kurute vikarma. But we usually say karmis. Actually, mostly are vikarmi. Very difficult to come to. Karmi might be like Daksha or somebody in the Bhagavatam or something. their real karmis. There are real karmis in India. There might be a few here and there in the West, and practicing a little bit sattvic mode. Generally, if you're eating cow, you are not even, you won't come. You have a long way to go to become even a karmi. Vikarma, indriya prityas apnas, asadva manye dharma. Asana piklesha, that you're getting newer and newer bodies. So this very nice instructive conversation is going on, and here we get the word nirvana vilambitani. Nirvana. If we first hear this in the Bhagavad Gita, the last verse of second chapter, Esha Brahmi Stiti Partha Nainam Prapti Vimuhyati Anta Kale Brahma Nirvanam Richati. One attains Brahma Nirvanam. Krishna is talking about Nirvana. Just see. I thought only Buddhas talk about Nirvana. No, we see the word many times coming up in the third canto, the fourth canto, in 7th canto, 11th canto, many times this word is coming. So it's being explained here. This is the cessation. At the end of the 5th chapter of Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 5th canto, 5th chapter first. Here we're in the 16th. So by now it's like 2 years ago, I don't know how many years ago that we read this. Come up, yadabha shuta vishetam vibho. Narad Muni is instructing Vyasadeva that you have vast, unlimited knowledge. But my advice is, we can't get any better than that, right? Narad Muni and Vyasadeva. If you want to talk about guru and disciple, oh yeah, you have so many, but still, Vyasadeva. And he's telling, you have such vast knowledge. So what you should do is simply propagate this transcendental knowledge of Krishna. And he talks about the holy name just before that also. Iti morti abhidanina mantra morti mamortikam. Mantra morti, he's in the form of the mantra. Not necessarily have to see that there's some deity even, or see, but Krishna's there in his name. He's talking about that. Then he tells him, Krishatam vibho, samapyate, anyway, the verse is there. But finally he says, samapyate, and he says, he uses this word, nirvanam. This is the only way, prakyahi dukar, more ardatatmanam. Ardatatmanam means those who are suffering in this material world. Whether ordinary persons, they'll get relief if you propagate Bhagavatam. Namasankirtanam yasha sarva papa panashanam. Final verse of the Bhagavatam is chant Namasankirtanam. So if you propagate this, then those who are wise, learned, they'll be very happy. And ordinary persons, mohar ardhatatman, sanklesha nirvanam ushanti nanyata. All the sankleśa, asesha, shesha, sankleśa, unlimited miseries and results of the miseries will be extinguished, nirvana. And, what about? I didn't do 24? I was supposed to do 24? Okay, so we're doing 24. All right, well, it's up there now, okay. Idam amakchakshvata vadimulam.
Idam amakchakshvata
vadimulam. Vasundare jena vikashitasi. Kalena vate balinam baliyasam. Surarchitam kirtam amba saubhagam. Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods. Purport. By the grace of the Lord, each and every planet is created fully equipped So not only is the earth fully equipped with all riches for the maintenance of its inhabitants, but also when the Lord descends on the earth, the whole earth becomes so enriched with all kinds of opulences that even the denizens of heaven worship it with all affection. By the will of the Lord, the whole earth can at once be changed. He can do and undo a thing by his sweet will. Therefore, no one should consider himself to be self-sufficient or independent of the Lord. Well, so, yeah, I remember reading this. I forgot we have to do this one. So, here it says, Om Purnamada Purnami. Prabhupada explains that in his invocation, Isha Upanishad, that everything is complete, Krishna is complete, and all the emanations are also complete, which is understood. So, this also reminds us, Nayam Subhishite Tatra. Another prayer of Queen Kunti, where she says how the earth now is very wonderful and your marks of your feet are there. But if you leave, which she wasn't thinking leaving, but just leaving her association especially. Also, she describes in another verse how everything is perfect. The rivers are flowing. There's jewels in the mountains and everything is there. So the incompleteness of the world comes when we try to make it more complete by enjoying exploitation. So exploitation's going on, unlimited exploitation. We're speaking of these Rishabhdev verses. I was just reading also the Narad Muni. He's speaking with the sons of Daksha. And he has about 8 or 9 verses in a row. Kim asat karma bir bhavet. It's a good counteraction for exploiting mentality. Because these Haryasvas, and then they had some brothers came. There was, how many, 11,000 of the Haryasvas? Something. Then another bunch of them came. They got liberated by Narad Muni, and Daksha was not very happy. So he's an expert at enjoying... He has a benediction that he can enjoy unlimited sex and produce so much progeny. He actually got the benediction. So he immediately produced another. Even he couldn't produce Solomon. He produced another. He got very angry with Narad Muni. But meanwhile, Narad Muni, when speaking with these, Daksha had sent his sons to do tapasya in the northern part. I forget the area. Some lake. What was the name of that lake? Can't remember. There was a mountain lake. So, wonderful place. And Narad Muni saw them there. He doesn't have to, he can see them. Anta Drishti, he knows they're there by whatever means. And Narad Muni has his own ways. He went to preach to them. Kimasat Karma Bir Bhavet. What is all your, of course, they were not performing V-karma, but they were performing some tapasya just so they could become progenitors. It's not so bad, I mean, Daksha didn't think it was so bad. Daksha thought it was bad. But we don't think, if we could do that to Pashi, we also think we might be okay. But anyway, he said to them, he gave them an analogy with 10 things. But because they were so developed, first he said, your father sent you here, but do you know really what your father wants? Or really he was saying, do you know who your really father is? Is it Daksha or somebody else? Because within the analogy, he said, there is one supreme person in this place. There is a place, Bor, you can say the earth. Like here, we're speaking of the earth in the form of the cow. So in this way, Narad Muni gave them this allegory, and they had to, it's puzzling, any ordinary person would probably not understand it, but they understood immediately all these Hayasvas, that there's an earth, and you have not seen, he said, you have not seen the extension of the earth, have you? Do you know that there's a hole, also Bil? And once you're going in the hole, you will never return. They understood that to mean, yes, there's, Bila can mean the lower planets, lower can mean hell, anywhere like that, down, from which hardly anyone comes back. There's also an entrance way to Vaikuntha. Also, yad gyatva nadavartante tad dhamma paramama. One never comes back from that Vaikuntha. So they understood that Narad Muni is telling us there's a higher place. Also, Narad Muni said, in this place, also there's a house, and in that house, also there's also near, there's a swan. They understood the swan to mean the guru, swan-like persons. There's a river that goes two ways. Trishti Stiti, Pralaya Sadhana Sadareka Chayava Yashibhuvanan. By hearing just one story of Narad Muni, what to speak of so many, like Puranjan story or something, goes on for like seven chapters, I don't know. But this story with the Haryasvas just capsulizes everything. There's the earth, there's a revolving machine-like object, and it is like razor blades and thunderbolts is cutting down everybody, and there's that river of dissolution and creation. Everything's being created. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate, and the living entities are coming back into this material world by their karmic activities. Also, he expressed, and Prabhupada makes a big point, kemasat karma bir bhavet, that there is a very, very bad prostitute there. And she's, Prabhupada said, very, very unchaste, or very, very something. So that prostitute is always changing clothes to attract us in the material world. And this is one of the aspects in Kali Yuga that we hear. Especially there's so many predictions in the 11th and 12th canto of Kali Yuga. Lavanyam Kesha Dharanam and long hair. But there, Narad Muni is saying that this prostitute is our intelligence. He's not saying directly, but Prabhupada is explaining. It just says that the Hyasvas, they understood it, they were just intelligent. They had not seen such thing. Like Ajamil, you know, he saw some prostitutes, and we heard about that recently. But these Hyasvas, they understood everything without having to experience like Ajamil, this stuff. So Prabhupada goes out of his way and gives wonderful explanation about the material intelligence, that this is always changing, changing. Bahushaka hyanantascha vyavasayanam, buddhayo vyavasayanam. Those who are in the material consciousness, they have many, many branches to go off, and because the mind is taking, eva mana karma vasang vayam, is taking us to newer and newer bodies. We're subdued by the mind and intelligence. So therefore, Narad Muni is explaining that this prostitute of our intelligence, it wants to change. Just like Prabhupada very, very clearly is explaining there. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, they have one type of dress. They don't dress, changing dress like prostitute. Prostitute is always changing dress and very, very skimpy dress. So the mind of this intelligence is like that. It wants to take us away. At every moment it is trying to cheat us. But in Krishna consciousness, we have one dress we keep, he said. Just like he said, he mentioned, shaved head, tilak, like that. Shaved head, tilak. Prabhupada is very clear on that, and he brings it out. So those who are on this path, or followers of Prabhupada Nuga, they take that very seriously. Otherwise, we get caught in this river, getting cut to pieces with the river. And the bank of the rivers runs more swiftly. If you try to, you're in the middle of the river, it's bad enough. I remember back in 77, there was on a group of sannyasi brahmacharis. So we were sitting on the bank of the Ganga, and of course, this is not such a pleasant story, but it shows an example. So we're sitting on the banks of the Ganga. So the sannyasis, they were saying, they were in the kind of in the mode of passion, I guess. So they instructed the brahmacharis. And then in the river, if anyone knows, by Rishikesh, if you go in that starting there, and you always have to hold a rope or something, you cannot go in the river. It's moving very fast. So they said, and they were just peacefully reading some shlokas. So the one sannyasi, at the time he was sannyasi, he said, "You guys are sissies. go in the river. So I was thinking, oh, I'm glad I don't work under these guys, man. You're not going to tip me in the river there, because this river is moving very fast, you know. So one guy went in the river, and I was thinking, whoa. And he made it back, and there's rocks there also. Like, so when you go in the middle of the river, and you're hitting the rocks, it came out of the river, it's moving so swiftly, and boom, boom, he gashed up bleeding and just barely made it out of the river. So then I left. I went back to my room in the ashram, and that was it. But I heard later, one other boy went out to satisfy the sannyasi, and he was drowned. So, it's not a nice story, but it happens. The river is moving very swiftly, it's very dangerous. But even more dangerous, that this river that's mentioned by Narad Muni is going in two directions. Yeah, it can go up and down. Even in Ganga near Mayapur, sometimes it's going up and down. By the Mayapur, sometimes it's going up. I saw Sridhar Swami, he's a great swimmer, actually. And he was going against the current. He would do the butterfly stroke, and I was like amazed. How does he do that? Wow, it's like heavy duty, strong swimmer. I mean, back in the day, 74, even 75, we could swim across the Ganga and go, but I don't know if anyone does it now, I don't know. Nowadays, there's more whirlpools, you can drown easily. I don't know, we were just probably foolish to swim across the Navadvipa. I think we took the boat back, because it goes downstream, so if you start there, you just end up near the Ghat in those days. Now, I don't know, dangerous. So river, that's one example that Narad Muni's given. And this intelligence, this prostitute, and this swan, and this hole, and the machine that's cutting us. But there is also one man living there, and he has also, that's like Krishna, he's living there. And he's actually controlling, he's the king of that place. So just by studying Narad Muni's instructions, one can extricate himself, his intelligence, and read whole Bhagavatam to extricate us from this mundane intelligence, this exploitive mentality. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai kamani sagar. Ahankara, this ahankara, I am the doer. Prabhupada said, as soon as you think, and that happens constantly to everybody. So Prabhupada said, as soon as you think you're a controller, you're a fool. Whoever you are, big scientist or anyone, you think you're a controller. Yes, we want to go there. I saw one interview with one old guy, I think he's still from the first moon landing guy, and he said, yes, we should go to Mars, and it's really nice. But he has no idea it was anything transcendental. He seemed like a nice guy. He's not killing himself. If you say, oh, well, you kill the cow, go there, kill the cow. No, it won't do it. But because they're producing and killing, and they're killing, destroying the earth day by day. Day by day, so many things are being reduced. Tatascha anudinam dharma. Dharma is being reduced day by day. Anudinam dharma. Satyam socham kshamadaya. All these things, these legs, like truthfulness, cleanliness, satyam socham kshama, forgiveness, mercy, daya. Kalena balina raja nang chantyayor balang smithi. Strength, memory is being destroyed. We want to maintain good memory, we should memorize Bhagavatam. Don't waste our memory on anything else. simply by remembering such activities. So, what is the Bhagavatam? Simply, that's Krishna. Krishna Tulyo Bhagavata Vibhu Savashraya. Every syllable is Krishna. Has many, you can read again and again. Madguru, it's our guru. Sanatana Goswami says, Bhagavatam, my guru, Madananda. It is all my pleasure, my bliss. So we should take it from Sanatana Goswami how important Srimad Bhagavatam is. Every verse we're reading here. Okay, so we have a question time now. Was that sannyasi guru kripa? Prabhupada said, many people are complaining about our guru kripa, but after all, he is giving his money to Krishna. That's a quote from thousands. Thousands.
So one question, one comment. But so is the machine like the wheel of samsara? Is that?
Yeah, okay. Samsara.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, it must be pretty bad because Prabhupada gives a definition like a machine or a thunderbolt,
mm-hmm.
combination of a machine and a thunderbolt. I forget the Sanskrit for that word.
Mm.
I have to look that up. But it's not good.
Right.
A machine that's like a thunderbolt, at the same time it's like razor sharp.
Yeah.
So a thunderbolt may be a thunderbolt that hits your house or it's about a mile away. It really shocks you, but at least there's no razor blade spinning. You know, imagine something like the size of a huge lightning bolt, but it also has razor blades. I mean, that could be pretty dangerous.
And then in fourth canto, I've been reading about King Prithu and how he was so disturbed because the citizens were going hungry. They didn't have enough to eat. So he was like, how can this be happening? And then the earth, you know, he's like mad at the earth because she's not producing like it was talking about in the purport. She's not giving. So he goes after her, you know. She takes the form of a cow to try to appease him, you know, I'm a woman, I'm a cow, you know, you can't. But he's complaining that, you know, she's not producing. So then she says, well, it's because the citizens aren't offering sacrifice. When they don't offer sacrifice, I don't want to give my, you know, my goods and my produce to them because they're just using it for their own sense gratification. So it seems that, you know, we're in that time again where Mother Earth is holding back in so many different ways because people aren't using what they get as a sacrifice to Krishna. Right?
So what was the final thing? And then he chased the earth, mm-hmm. and the earth started giving because he was so powerful. But we don't have anyone like Prithu.
But they had a leader. They had a spiritual leader coming.
Yes.
Like Prahlad came for the demons. Or who is the representative here?
Well, we have our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah, that's true.
But if no one's following, Yajna, what is it? Sarva Yajna, Sar. What is the essence of all Yajna? Sankirta, Prayanti, what is that verse? Krishna Varnam, Sisa Krishnam. Sangapangasta Parashadam Yagyar Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedha. Those who are Sumedasha, they'll follow, heaven tells us. Otherwise, Krishna is describing in Gita, Opamedasha, Etam Drishtamavastabhya Nashtatman Opamedasha. They have no vision, they can't see. Pashanapi Napashati, they're right in front of them. He, like I have one friend, he lives in Manhattan. His whole life he lived in one apartment. Of course, he's traveled. But everyone else in his building is paying double because he never moved. If you move, they raise your rent, you know. But he's still paying. Everyone's envious because my friend Mark. You know. So some PETA people were doing a demonstration in a small park, playground just across from his house. And they were doing some demonstration about how bad killing animals. So he got one CD, then he played it, and he was, wow. He told me, I'm not eating meat anymore. I saw they gave me this slaughterhouse videos and all this. And I thought, wow, all this time, he came to Rath Yatra, he at least to the park, he got prasadam so many times, I brought him prasadam. Now, finally, the PETA people, they showed him this video, and so after a few months now he couldn't keep it up because his wife, maybe she didn't watch the video, I don't know. She cooks, he doesn't cook the thing, and and she's cooking this, so I have to eat it, and just like Dalai Lama. But at least he's not Dalai Lama. He's not heading up the whole Buddhist religion. Okay, anything else? Krishna Sru can say something, I'm sure. No, okay. Nothing else? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.